The Stanley Cup playoffs are well underway. AJ Jacobs, our friend who learns a little bit about everything just in time to try to take advantage of it, joins us to talk about hockey, past and present. AJ works ostensibly for Esquire magazine. I don't know of anyone who sees him in their office. He joins us in our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us, AJ.
Thank you for having me.
You have dug up some details about what amount to the origins of the sport, right?
Yeah, the first official indoor hockey game was played in 1875 in Montreal by students at McGill University. And I am happy to say that it established a longtime tradition because, as the local newspaper reported, shins and heads were battered, benches smashed, and the lady spectators fled in confusion.
Now that's entertainment, isn't it?
Listen, well, yeah, I'm thinking the Canadians are so nice and so polite, and then you put skates on them, and it's
total,
Dr. Jekyll.
Total transformation, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. And I understand that the earliest pucks, let me put it this way, the earliest pucks were not something you'd want your children to play with.
Yes, although my 8-year-old boys found it very amusing.
Sure.
But they were, yes, the earliest pucks were made of cow dung, frozen cow dung. It was cheap, available, it was eco-friendly. And pucks have been made of wood, chopped up lacrosse balls, potatoes.
And AJ, there's also a history, isn't there, of stuff besides pucks winding up on the ice in organized hockey?
Absolutely, yes. Hockey fans are notorious for it. They like to get involved in the game. So they have thrown a tremendous number of random objects onto the ice, including pizza, hamburgers, rats, teddy bears, sharks, hats, shoes, and octopi.
That's very famous. The Detroit Red Wing fans used to toss octopi into the ice, right?
That's right. It is a long-standing tradition, and it's because the 8 arms of the octopus represent the 8 games that it used to take to win the finals. So it is a loving but disgusting gesture.
Yeah, and not loving for the octopus, as often been pointed out.
Or the Zamboni driver.
All right. To the Stanley Cup itself, which is awarded the NHL's top team. This cup has been around the block a few times, hasn't it?
It has led quite an eventful life. It's 122 years old, and it's been at the bottom of swimming pools and canals, and it's been used to baptize babies, as a cereal bowl, as a dog food bowl. It has spent some time at strip clubs, and it's not all fun and games, because in 1964, a Canadian player put his infant son in the Stanley Cup for a photo, and the baby mistook the trophy for a potty. The trophy is a survivor. It's a survivor is what I'm saying. I know you like to keep things classy on your show,
and
so
I
went highbrow.
So glad you added that. We can't discuss hockey without including one of the, I'm afraid it's a time-honored, if despicable, tradition, and that's brawls.
That's true. Hockey players do sometimes express their feelings in nonverbal ways. And your show is far too short to list the epic fights, but I'll just give you 3 of my favorites, where the Swedish player who tried to set his opponent's hockey jersey on fire. There is the player who took a fan's shoe and beat him with it. And there is the fight where Bobby Hull, hockey great Bobby Hull's wig, was ripped off in the middle of the fight, according to spectators.
Did they return it, by the way?
Apparently, he dropped it on the ice.
It just, he wanted to confuse the Maple Leafs. AJ Jacobs, he is currently busy organizing our global family reunion that is set for June 6 in New York. AJ, as usual, you made my morning. May many octopi land on your ice.
Thank you, Scott.